learned my sorcery?
Sanskrit.
Sure, it is Sanskrit to me.
Maybe we should try and find a... Would finding a, linguistics expert help at all, maybe?
Not really. I mean, something as precise as spell casting. You definitely need to be familiar with the language, and translating it through someone else who has no idea would only, frankly, bugger the thing up. And then we'd have a linguistics person who would speak poorly of me.
What's funny is Country Pumpkin's Raid will actually figure it out and summon Pumpkin Jack.
They probably looked at the pictures and then just figured it out.
But he says it's highly detailed, so you can't look it up.
Well, maybe they
then
did.
Maybe at least one of them had practice in witchcraft.
Well, that's true, maybe.
Well, one of them did end up being a bit more into it than the rest of them, so...
Then maybe he was the one.
It did belong to a warlock, so that would make sense.
Well, we should find someone.
Yes.
Somehow I doubt we're going to easily find a witch or warlock.
Or that's cultist. Something that you try not
it's, to... You can always go capture a cultist and, you know, get him to translate it.
Even the detective didn't know what the fuck.
It's not like we can just go to the want ads and say cultist...
Someone who practices witchcraft.
Witch looking for work.
Will hex your neighbors.
Looking for a cultist? We'll pay well.
Alright.
So, well...
Do you know of any witchcraft practicing folk?
That's what I already asked him.
Oh. He
said no.
Okay.
Why don't we just hand it off to Travis for now? And should we come across anyone, we keep it in mind later.
You... handle artifacts, right?
Occasionally, yes.
Do you think you could keep this safe?
With what happened recently? No. Probably not.
Okay.
We'll keep it at the lodge.
The lodge is not safe either.
Dude, there is nowhere safe.
Until we get an actual, vault or something, there is nowhere safe.
Under the
safe.
Sea, if we throw it in an ocean.
No.
You don't have to worry about a fish.
Then the deep ones will find it.
Pumpkin Jack had a pumpkin fish.
You see a fish with a pumpkin on its head.
Unfortunately, that fish is also a servant of Cthulhu.
So a pumpkin with
tentacles.
Is within someone when fishing?
That's no longer a fish.
And they're like, what the hell?
No, they look at it, they go insane, and then they start being Smith.
No, they pick it up, take a picture of it, take it home, mount it on the wall.
Oh, so they're already from Innsmouth.
Alright.
Freaking creepy.
And after denying the basking, what would be proper materials if I was to fight random things?
Oh, well, what sort of creature are you looking to fight?
General, because apparently werewolves are weak against silver.
Well, I can tell you some of the more common myths and superstitions. In order to combat demons or any sort of hellish creature, since we've had some exposure to that, it's recommended that you use salt.
Salt.
Yes, the purity of the salt, purity of the soul, a demon or devil can't stand against it.
Salt, like, I pick up the salt shaker?
Yes, like salt.
That will stop a demon.
Yes.
Do we have to do anything special with it, or do we just...
They're like slugs.
Do we throw it at them?
If you have it on you, it will grant you some level of protection. Also, it's very effective against ghosts, especially if you make a circle of it. A circle never-ending, always circular. Circles of salt will deter it.
How much salt do we need to carry for it to be effective?
I'd recommend at least a pound.
Right, I'm going shopping after we finish here.
Yeah, I think silver knives.
Salt is a very common thing, and there are several folklore that salt is the key feature.
Mr. Werewolf, I heard that salt is a very good thing against supernatural. Salt in the face!
Oh! My face!
It works!
Vampires, of course, stake to the heart, behead them,
fill their mouths full of garlic, light it on fire. Also, they can't cross running water, and they have no reflection.
So that's how you identify them?
Yes. Witches are repulsed by amber beads.
Amber beads.
Amber beads. And ivy or clover on your house disrupts their spellcasting ability. Although it's never really disrupted mine, so maybe they use a different style of magic.
Well, you did just say you couldn't book. Read a witchcraft-based
book. Well, yes.
So. Makes sense, I guess.
Yes.
It depends on what you're talking about, magic as.
So, yes, that's what I can think of off the top of my head.
What about the chupacabra?
The what?
Mexican goat eater?
Don't have any goats.
I'm afraid that's... that varies in range. Most direct thing I've heard of is a shotgun.
Also, don't have any goats. No goats, no chupacabra.
If there are no goats, it starts eating people.
Well, then get goats.
It's eating my goats.
Well, would you rather lose people or would you rather lose goats?
He doesn't answer. But is there any way to harm ghosts? Because we had encountered one.
I know magic is very effective.
My magic type.
Wait, I don't magic? Believe...
Psychic.
What?
Yes, I had detected there was something off about you.
Oh, I thought just that you were insightful.
Lots of exercise.
And you're really quick!
Well, at least one of the slide trappings is like, whenever you activate a psychic power, you just kind of like touch your head or focus or look really, really focused, like... You don't like Buddha.
His power was time travel, right?
Well,
kinda.
Is there anything else?
Time and space travel.
She would probably be the only one that could affect him. Ooh, a ghost
would affect him.
Salt.
Circle salt.
If nothing else, it'll at least ward them off.
Because we had encountered one, and we could do little to nothing.
Did you have salt?
No.
No.
Oh, there you go.
We use fire.
Maybe rock salt. Maybe that might work. From a shotgun.
Does anyone here use a shotgun?
Oh!
And a pistol.
That's not a shotgun.
Nope.
If I remember correctly, I'm not allowed to use one. Because my arms are not strong enough. my I knew my father...
Just remember on mess progressors.
My father used them when he went hunting. And he said he was too big for me.
I know how to use a shotgun.
Maybe you should get a shotgun.
Right, where do you suggest I'm going to buy a shotgun here in England?
You're American.
there are gun shops here.
But they're not American guns.
I will give you that. They're not.
They're better.
If you were, you just say it's for hunting. Did you hear that?
Something about crappy dogs.
Crappy guns.
I'm like...
I don't know if he was referring to European guns or
American guns.
I can believe all I want that American guns are superior, though.
Yes, and I can believe that my guns are superior, too.
Although I think, speaking honestly, in this time frame, it was better than them. Because they were insane.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's shoot stuff! Why? Because it's my Second Amendment right.
Oh yes, American guns were definitely better at this time. However, as a Brit, I cannot give up my pride.
That's right. Damage the side of England power.
Different purpose. His guns were meant to actually hunt foxes and something like that. Our guns are supposed to hurt people.
You know when someone's darker than you, you need a big gun.
What? Or when they're the same color as you.
In fact, just shoot people. If you see another man, you need a bigger gun than him. Preferably height-wise.
If it comes down to shooting, you know you're gonna win.
That's right.
She has bigger guns.
Stupid Victorian people. Anyway. Well, you guys will have a nice casserole.
I thought you said castle roll. I was like, what's a castle roll?
Yeah. She rolls a castle in through the front door and you guys eat it.
Yeah, we have an actual...
I buy 2 pounds of salt.
Well,
dinner.
A silver knife.
Actually, it's been an interesting evening. And I actually have some box text as you guys sleep.
Oh, no!
It's been an interesting evening, and you prepare to return to the lodge for one last brandy, because, after all, they finally have at least a little alcohol there.
Sure.
Donning your hats and top coats, you make your way into the street.
Topcoats?
Yeah.
Your overcoat.
Your overcoat.
Or in my case, a duster.
Yeah. Thick fog has rolled in, as it tends to happen in England.
Wait, there's a time when there's not thick fog?
And the street lights cast an eerie glow. As they tend to.
When it's raining.
No, it's fog.
The very height of the afternoon.
No. Is there a time when there's no fog when it's raining?
From ahead comes the sound of slow footsteps ringing across the cobbled streets. And eventually two figures loom out of the swirling haze. The pair move slowly, but gradually they become more distinct. You can make out a burly young man supporting a frail old woman. As they are walking in your general direction.
Oh dear! What just happened here?
I'm supporting her.
Oh, supporting, okay.
He's walking a little old lady across the street, basically.
Yeah, that's I got that same impression.
I thought
like,
I was
whoa, are you okay,
her,
old lady?
Yeah,
No, he's helping a little old lady walk.
Oh,
okay.
Never mind.
Alright, well.
Good evening.
You'll see, of course, that her eyes are milky white. You can see he's definitely young and definitely fairly brawny, but he does look related.
Nice.
Kind of in your general direction. A shilling for a fortune? As you hand her a shilling, she actually goes and drops the shilling onto the ground. She points directly at you, despite being blind, and says, "Beware the son of two fathers!" From behind you, you guys could hear a hurried footstep coming from behind you.
Behind us?
Behind you guys.
Behind
you is a short, plain-looking man looming out of the fog, walking purposefully.
I do not understand. Son of two fathers?
As he draws level with you, as you guys are kind of looking at each other awkwardly,
no, I'm questioning this woman.
The gypsy woman suddenly turns and gestures at the man, spitting an unintelligible curse. A flicker of rage crosses his face, the traveler guy with the little bowler hat. And then a demonic surge of anger seems to contort his plain features from... And he, with a bestial growl, he... And in a single push, he pushes both the young man and the old woman to the ground and takes off running into the fog.
I take off after him.
Alright. You guys are running through merry old England.
We just encountered Mr. Hyde.
Okay, so... And then little old lady. Where's little old lady? Little old lady. Younger man.
Does that happen here all the time?
Are you quick?
No. I'm rich.
Are you quick?
No.
Are you quick?
That's a good question.
And it doesn't matter, I'm just curious since you're asking.
But also he might be level-headed.
Is someone going to stay and help these two?
I will.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Alright, Jessica.
I will go to the aid of the two.
Oh, dear.
Concerning, I'm dressed as a noble right now.
Alright. His turn. He continues running. this turn he only goes 9 squares. 1, 2, 3.
That's a 1.
1, 2, 3.
He moved fast. You're not catching him.
So this is what it looks like after about 12 seconds.
All right. It's like you.
Alec? I can't run that fast.
You run quick, though.
You roll a d6.
And add that to my pace.
And add that to your pace.
2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. As you kind of begin giving chase. Ivan?
I activate my movement.
With a raise.
Yes.
Okay.
And I run.
Okay, and that's what?
Doubles my pace, and then...
So 12.
And since I have a raise, you running actually does not give me a penalty.
Okay, so go ahead and roll.
D6. I go 15.
Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
I told you!
You still run faster!
That uses up 2 power points? 1 power point.
It's 2 to activate.
Okay.
And it lasts for like 3 rounds.
Ryan! So she does the...
Oh, no, it's 1 point.
Okay. And 1 point per round after 3.
Mm-hmm. He's so fast. Are you okay, miss?
So you stay to help them up.
Two rich people stay behind and take care of them.
So basically I'm just going to deal in you two.
We'll catch up eventually.
Ivan, you are next. You go, hold on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You don't actually have to run to get to him.
Stop! Stop!
Ivan, this is about what he looks like at this point.
It'll not touch him.
Stop!
Okay. You tell him to stop, and what action are you taking?
Stop!
Okay. On his turn, he turns around and attempts to sucker punch you.
Oh, I'll try not to be aggressive.
But he is.
Are you going to lecture him for pushing someone over? Yo! Don't push me!
How do you look like that?
You need a bath! Go to river!
3, he will miss. Alec. And then, actually, he will go ahead and move 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You can take your attack opportunity. Do you have a knife out?
No.
4. 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
6, 7,
8, 9, 10.
Of course.
It's you,
Alec. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You're in front!
He's aggressive, but...
This turn he goes 15.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Ivan. This is now round 2.
Draw a throwing knife.
Then move 12.
Yep.
Oh, move and run, because you can do that.
Yep.
Go ahead and roll. 16.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. How many squares does he weigh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9.
That'd be like a minus 3, wouldn't it?
That's a minus 4. It's minus 2 per range of command.
Let's see, D6. No.
Alright. Queen, 5, 9. Alright, Alec! Damn!
3.
You go 9. 1, 2, 3.
You're slow!
Damn, this guy's fast. And he will go 12 this turn.
1, 2, 3. 4, 5,
Ivan, you're up next.
I want to just get Ivan
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Ivan, it's your turn.
Move my 12, and then I play running.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12.
5 squares more. 2,
3, 4, 5. He is now 4 squares away.
Throw the knife!
You're at a minus 2.
Plus 1. So I need a 3. No.
You need a 5.
Yeah.
Okay. And you only had the one throwing dagger out, right?
Yes.
One dagger down.
Me. Where did that come from?
Ivan, you're up next.
Draw another knife. And I move 2 squares up.
Throw it. Okay, you are at a minus 2.
Why?
Oh, you have quick draw, don't you?
No. Right.
Move ahead of him, I guess.
He's in no range to give you any suggestion.
LeBron!
I tried to sucker punch me. It's more like he could just barrel right through me.
See, like, I had a tiny one.
It ain't easy being small.
It ain't easy being green.
Nice to it is.
So it's the same as last round. Hey!
You hit with a raise?
I'm gonna lose a knife. I know I am. He's gonna get away with my knife and his head. Got 12.
Okay. He is shaking.
Yay.
Yay.
Alec?
3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. His turn. I'll go ahead and burn a GM Benny. He will unshake. Step forward and swing. You don't have a weapon out because right. You threw your knife, so you are unarmed. It's a 6 hit your parry?
Yes.
Okay. He gets a d4 and a d12 plus 2.
I told you.
11, 12, 14.
I have a toughness of 6.
Okay, that is 2 wounds, sir.
Bigger d6.
You soak both wounds.
Sweet.
Yay!
Yay, d6, go!
You can see that there's now a scuffle up there. Your next knife.
I pull out a knife, and I go around him.
You're gonna lead him away from me!
Actually, it's opening up for you.
He will go ahead and wild attack. Does a 5 hit you?
Yes.
With your knife out?
Yeah, I have a parry of 4.
Oh. Okay, so 8, 10, 12.
That's double my toughness.
Okay, so it's just 1 wound.
I have to spend a Benny.
You do indeed have to spend a Benny. You don't get a free soak.
I'll save it. I'll take the wound.
You take the wound and shake, and he goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He's leaving my spread?
Yeah. You're shaking.
He's shaking too.
I bent to spend a Benny to get rid of it. Alec! Come back!
Dude, we'd be in the same position if we were running.
Ace, King, 10. By the way, this is now round, what? It's 5? Yeah, 5.
Draw my other knife.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Roll to unshake.
Very deep.
Could I draw my gun and fight? No, because running is a...
Running is an action. You could draw, that's an action, and then you could fire, that's an action. You'd be at a net of -4.
Or you could just draw, and then fire next round.
I'll draw my gun.
Give me an agility check, just to make sure you draw your gun without any problems.
Hey!
Nice. At least unshake, but not with a raise.
He's 7 on both.
Mm-hmm. 5.
5. Okay, you're fine. He runs. 12 squares. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Alright. Depending on when you go, I'll figure out if I need to move you anymore. Okay, so you are back here, and he runs another 14 squares.
Is he just considered out of our sight at this point?
Yes, you are now both off sides of the map. So yes, you have lost him in the fog.
I lost him nice.
It is indeed stuck in him.
I predicted this happening. He has my knife in his head.
You also need to find your other knife that you threw earlier.
Mm. It's back there a ways.
Yeah, but it's foggy out.
But congratulations, Ivan, you actually only burnt 1 point for speed. You only actually burned 5 power points.
I don't really have a problem with power points, as I say.
Well, let me take a look at that. God, that looks like it hurt.
Hag hurt more.
What's my healing? D4. Roll a D8 now, that since I can't do hurting D4s right now.
Yeah, -1.
Go with 5. Or, no, that's a 3.
Alright, so you spend 10 minutes kind of doing that. Alright, back over here.
I tried to find my knife.
Yeah.
Does this hurt? Poke.
They thank you for helping them up.
Yes.
I mean, like, jerk.
What was that?
What is it, grandmother?
Something evil.
Okay. Any way we might be able to track him down?
Well, I don't suppose someone like that would be too hard to track down.
I suppose
then why would we want to?
Because don't you want... Aren't you concerned for other people's safety? I mean, he could be going around pushing everybody over.
Well, that's what the police are for.
Yes, well, we'd have to track him down before we could tell the police where he is.
No, we just...
You are brought in because of the charges of you pushing down old ladies?
For being a douche?
How do you plead? Guilty?
No, we go to the police, give them description of a man that attacked a woman and her grandchild.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way.
It was unnatural.
He did seem rather large and angry.
What was he?
Something big. By the way, when you guys get back, you will... You've got this nice giant shiner. He was actually stronger than humans physically can be.
That guy was fast.
That should be.
I know, we've been waiting here for like 5 minutes.
10 minutes. Patch up.
That's true, it's 15.
Would you try taking another look at that?
I recover in like a day, don't I?
You make a vigor check in 5 days.
No.
Sure. So yes, you
have a very for 5 days.
Perhaps when we actually get to the lodge, it's kind of hard to really fix the sore with this bad lighting.
That is a 5 this time, so -1, 4.
Yeah, heal wound.
Oh, that's what I need to do.
Apply ice.
Here's a bag of ice.
Where were you keeping this?
Same place where I'd be keeping salt.
Alright, well, you guys let the big bad supernatural creature run amok on the streets. And head back to the lodge.
With my damn knife in his head.
Is Travis up?